Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back
to episode four
of
But It's Haunted.
Katie,
Maggie,
Kayla.
In case you forgot, Kayla's easy to forget.
Wow. Just kidding. Starting the roasting early tonight.
Yeah. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Almost didn't answer for the third time.
Oh my god. I'm good. Little creeped out still.
Yes, I'm still creeped out.
By last night.
Yeah, that was quite the investigation.
Quite the experience.
Yep.
All right, so episode four. We went to Cumberland, Rhode Island.
Cumbies.
Bitch. Anyway.
Well then.
Really, honestly.
Moving on.
Originally, we went there to investigate Tower Hill Road, which you think we would have learned our lesson from last episode.
About roads?
About roads, but I decided that we were going to give it another try. And we also discovered that there was a supposedly haunted cemetery, like 4 minutes away from the road. So we investigated both.
What was the road called?
I just said it was Tower Hill Road.
No, like the road that the cemetery was on. Was it the meeting house road?
Yeah, it was the Elder Balu meeting house road.
Okay.
So we'll start with the road. Tower Hill Road in Cumberland, Rhode Island.
Be careful.
Literally, yeah, please, for the love of God.
If you go, it's a very, very, very windy road, and you have to go really slow.
Probably died almost three times.
Yeah.
Like, literally, no joke. Like,
so it's in Cumberland, Rhode Island. A little bit about it. There are reports of... It's supposedly, I think, the most haunted road in Rhode Island, which I don't believe anything that says that anymore after... the last road?
No, some things happened at this road.
All right, but still. Anyway.
To me specifically.
And we don't know where it happened. Stop jumping ahead.
Good dictator God. Catherine over here.
I can't. Anyway. a little information about the road. Supposedly the most haunted road in Rhode Island. There are reports of... Let's see. So Tower Hill Road is extremely dangerous to drive on. Oh, we already said that. Okay, hold on. All right. So some of the most well-known accounts of hauntings on this road include a little ghost girl sitting in front of what had once been her home, a young boy running with his dog, and a toddler innocently riding his tricycle. Supposedly, the child on the tricycle was struck and killed by a car while he was out riding. A guardrail now stands where the child was struck to prevent any other accidents like this one. So,
now that I'm thinking about this, because I didn't even know that was a thing until just now, there was a tricycle on the side of the fucking road, and then when we went back at night, it was gone.
Oh.
I didn't even notice that.
But, cool.
How did you guys not? I said it.
I didn't see it. Why are you yelling?
Because I'm creeped out now.
Oh my god, she's like screaming. My eardrums are passing away.
Every other time she's mumbling.
God forbid.
Sorry.
Anyway, we did drive by the guardrail, and it does look like it is there to prevent people from flying into this driveway and onto this property.
Literally, it's a 90-degree
corner.
Yeah,
the turn, the corner, it's like a 90-degree turn. It's dangerous.
Those poor people that live there with the lights going into their house, too.
Like, yeah, I know. There's also stories from people traveling this road who experience feelings of being watched and seeing a number of apparitions in the woods. These spirits are thought to be those that have been killed in accidents on this deadly road. Another story is that of the Monkey Man that was seen by a team of paranormal investigators. There have been 5 reports.
So five people had seen.
There are reports of 5 people supposedly have seen this Monkey Man. Only two confirmed. One was in the 70s and one was in 2003.
Right.
And the one in 2003, I think, was from the team of paranormal investigators. He's not a Bigfoot. He's a monkey man, and supposedly he can travel back and forth through dimensions.
There's something with, like, the...
Something to do with the high level of quartz in the area. It allows him to jump from dimension to dimension, and I guess is part of the reason why it's so active over there.
Quartz and iron.
Yeah. So, not a whole lot of backstory on the road, but you know what? We gave it a whirl.
It's 2.5 miles long.
The road itself is 2.5 miles.
We thought about walking it.
Yeah. There were people walking it.
There was,
but yeah. I think they lived there.
They also were waving at us as we drove by. They were nice.
Yeah. Little do they know.
That they're all like... weirdos.
So, before we went on this adventure, we went to Salem. And I picked up some ghost hunting incense to see if they would work.
And some protection things.
I also got protection incense because the house was being haunted, and I burned them. And you'll all be happy to know that the activity has stopped up until last night.
When we got home?
Yeah.
Yep.
And we got crystals to protect us, not from communicating with spirits, but from evil and harmful spirits, which... they didn't work, but we'll get to that.
They were hot.
And they were hot.
Yeah. You guys thought they were hot. I felt them cold.
No, when I pulled them out of my... We'll get to that. We'll get to that. All right. So we went. We scoped out the road in the daylight, as usual, just to see...
to, like, familiarize ourselves
with the area, which was honestly the best thing we could have done because it is... fucking
it was so windy. Like, I was terrified
it's
to drive
dark
that.
Yeah, there are houses at the beginning, and then the middle of the road is just woods. There's no houses, and then there's houses towards
at the end.
Because of how narrow it is, you would think it's a one-way. It is not
a one-way.
Nope.
And it is god awful trying to avoid another car.
I do not know what those people do when it snows.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, god help them.
They probably plow.
How do you get a plow down there?
Yeah, like, I don't even know how that would...
Around, like, 90 degree
those bends?
She's from Vermont. We're not used to this shit. She's looking at me like I'm crazy because I don't know how to get a plow. I mean, I don't know how to get a plow down a straight road. Never mind, anyone, but I'm just saying. So...
We always bring up, she's from Vermont every
episode. I feel like it's important information. It helps us identify bugs, animals, leaves...
I'm not good with all
bird
of that
feathers.
Stuff.
Bird feathers, even though I still think it was an owl feather. But
no.
Anyway, but I'm not good with all that stuff. But anyway,
that was a turkey.
It was an owl feather.
Nope, it was a turkey.
It was a spotted owl feather. Anyway, I threw my feather out because she pissed me off. So,
and she could have contacted something. Contracted.
Contacted. Have another beer, Margaret.
I have 1.5.
I'm a little bit
pretty sad.
All right.
Can't even speak English.
All right. So anyway,
Kayla's
come on.
Spitting.
Kayla's drunk. She had 2 cups of wine and a beer.
Shut up.
Anyway, we familiarized ourselves with the road, and then we went back in the night. So after we went to the road, we went to check out the cemetery in the daylight. To again get a feel of the area and see what it was all about, and it's really creepy over there.
The supposedly the creepiest in the whole state.
I feel like we say this about every spot we go to, but we're just telling you what we found online. Supposedly it's one of the more creepier cemeteries in the state, which we just found out today that there are like 5,000
over 5,000 documented,
which
is insane.
Yeah, because if you've ever looked at Rhode Island on a map, it's like tiny.
It's
so,
like a pea.
Yeah,
literally.
So that's like a lot of cemeteries in a small state.
The Elder Balu is the 27th historic cemetery.
Yeah,
but we don't know why it's historical.
Yeah, we couldn't find anything about why it was historic.
Other than maybe the meeting house, but I can't even find out what the meeting house was.
Yeah, so the road is called the Elder Balu Meeting House Road, but we don't know what the meeting house was. We don't know who the Elder family was or who the Balu family was. There's like little to no information. However, most of the stones in the cemetery, well, not most, but a good amount of the stones did say Elder or Balu. So, whoever they were probably important. Anyway, so we're going to continue without her. So, we checked out the area. It was, oh good, she's back. Good God, we don't know how we would have survived without her. Anyway, the cemetery is, it's definitely old. It's not kept up with very well.
No, not at all. It kind of has a feel for Jilson.
Yeah, it has a similar feel to Jilson. It's very unkempt.
In the day, it has a feel for Jilson.
Yeah, at night, it's a different story. Oh, but,
it's hilly.
Alright, so, yeah, it's kind of hilly. A lot of the stones were broken.
It looked like they were trying to piece them back together.
Yeah.
It looked like they were trying to piece them back together. And it also, I have a picture, but you can't really tell. It looked like some of the graves were dug up.
Yeah. One of the graves was dug up, which was really weird.
There was a couple of them that were like that.
Yeah. So, some backstory on the cemetery.
So, there's multiple legends. One of them is someone who is said to be a reclusive homesteader with an ill daughter who sworn revenge on three boys who burned down his house. So
supposedly, this was the loose inspiration for A Nightmare on Elm Street or Freddy Krueger.
Which is what I was getting at.
We didn't know that till we got there.
Yeah, I thought that was so cool.
I didn't know. I didn't read that. You didn't include that.
The revenge on the three boys who burned down his house, killing his daughter, and he disfigured Freddy.
Yeah, but you didn't. It doesn't say in there that it was supposedly the loose inspiration for A Nightmare on Elm Street.
I did write that.
I skimmed the note. So anyway, continue. Go ahead.
So another one is he took revenge on the boys and murdered each of them. When he was taken into custody, his bloody fingernails had been grown out and sharpened, presumably as murder weapons, hence the nickname. And supposedly the remains of his house are still in the woods, like surrounding the cemetery. But yeah, it was a loose inspiration of Nightmare on Elm Street, but we don't have, like, confirmation.
Yeah, there's no confirmation. The legend is just called Freddy Fingernails.
Yeah.
Because of the fingernails that were supposedly, like she said, sharpened. But it's still cool. I mean, I thought.
And then a lot of people who go there, there's, like, a phantom of a gray man, but no one knows who he is. He just, like, meanders through.
Yeah.
Which we
maybe saw.
We believe that that was sitting on the wall staring at us, so...
Yeah, we don't know.
And I possibly got a picture of his face.
Yeah.
That was a creepy picture.
So, same thing with the road. There's not, like, a whole lot of information.
No, there's not a lot of information. It's all about how people feel when they're there.
I was going to say it's a lot of hearsay. More than anything else.
Just, like, personal accounts.
Like, when you pull up, there's a crypt built into the wall with like, five?
Four or five,
tombs.
Yeah.
It looks like a jail cell.
Yeah,
it
really does. There's not really doors. They're just, it looks bars. Like bars, like a jail cell.
Some of the bars have been kind of, like, ripped out, too. Like, I'm assuming people are, like, crawling in there or something.
Yeah. I read a couple of things online where people were, like, going into the tombs. And supposedly, if you attempt to break into the tombs or the crypt, whatever you want to call it, you might meet one of the seven corpses interred inside. I don't really know what that means. And three people died of tuberculosis that are buried in there, so it's said that you might contract that.
Yeah. I mean, looking in, it doesn't look like there's anything buried in there.
No, it's not. Do you remember when we went to that other cemetery and, like, we were able to kind of, like, look in and you saw, like, the names and everything when you, like, peeked in?
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, nothing. It just looks like cement.
It's just, like, there's bars and then inside it's just, like, stone wall.
Well, I mean, there was stuff that said, like, that's where they kept, like, the dirt.
Weren't they holding bodies in there, too, in the winter?
Or they were holding bodies in there because...
Yeah, the ground, I don't think
you
it
couldn't
was...
dig up the ground in the winter.
Yeah, I don't think it was, like, a permanent resting place. I think it was just somewhere to hold bodies until they were able to dig.
It's just a very weird place to hold bodies.
Because it's at the front of the cemetery, and
it's also no steps into the cemetery.
Yeah, but that's the first thing you see when you drive by.
When we got there, you guys were like, oh, we're going to go this way. And I'm like, I'm going to go take the stairs, which led me to a headstone.
Yeah, there's no, stairs to get in. There's that gate where we left.
Right, but I mean, it's still, it was just a weird setup. You know, it wasn't...
I mean, granted, we probably weren't supposed to be in there, but whatever, we were.
And you twisted your ankle.
I did twist my ankle.
I don't know if we said this, but some of the graves date back into the 1700s.
Yeah, they're there very, was one very... in the 1600s. Old. Yeah, we saw one 16. It was definitely 16.
It was 1632.
I don't know if it was 32, but it was definitely 16.
But the graves, some of the graves were, really scary looking.
Mm. Yeah. So again, not much backstory on this place, but, there was that lady.
Oh, what lady?
The one story about the lady who was, walking around.
Yeah, she was walking through at night.
Which, why?
I would never.
I mean, I thought about it for, 5 seconds.
We were going to.
Until the thing started happening at the front, I was
But anyway, so the lady was supposedly walking through there.
And she heard footsteps behind her, and when she stopped, the footsteps stopped. So she started running, and then the footsteps started running, and it didn't stop till she got back to her car.
But realistically, was this woman chasing herself around?
I mean, Kayla said she was hearing the echo of her own footsteps.
It's possible.
But Kayla's a non-believer, and that's why bad things happen.
Oh, I am not a non-believer after last night.
You're yelling again, and it's making me mental.
Catherine's been very pleasant lately.
Yeah.
That is a perfect way to put that.
You guys are rude. Anyway.
Just drink drink your Down East.
I will. When it got dark, we went to the cemetery first because it was closer to where we were. And we were going to go in. So we were sitting in the car and I lit my ghost hunting incense.
Well, we were going to go in. But we drove by those crackheads.
All right, okay. So we won't call them crackheads. We'll call them morally challenged people. But they were crackheads. On our way there, we drove past them. And one of them was, tweaking out really bad. And they were walking down the road that the cemetery is on.
Literally in the center of the road.
Yeah. So we stayed in the car for a few minutes just to let them kind of pass because... I should have researched this before we went, but Cumberland has a high crime rate.
Woonsocket.
Yeah, but Cumberland's 2 minutes from Woonsocket. Yeah. So,
me being the psycho that I am, I research everything and need to know.
So everything. But we waited a few minutes to let them pass. I lit my incense in the car, said the little prayer, I guess, that goes along with it, and we decided to wait 10 minutes to let them walk by. However, literally within minutes of us being there.
I don't even think we were there for, it was seconds of us being there.
No, it was it was a few minutes.
Yeah, it was probably about 10 minutes.
Yeah. We started seeing stuff running around in the cemetery.
And there's no way that it was an animal.
No way. We saw lots of movement along the front wall.
Movement in the back as far as you could see with your eyes.
Yeah.
You could see orbs. You could.
I saw that blue flash of light several times.
I think that was the second time we went though.
Was it?
Yeah.
I saw flashes as well.
The first time we went? Or no, I think all the lights were the second time.
No, I think the first time as well.
Oh, well, there was a lot going on.
There was so much.
Yeah. We started to feel really uncomfortable.
Personally, after our experience last week with the road, I was a little bit skeptical.
Yeah, we weren't
going to happen this week
because last week nothing really happened, and we were prepared that you don't find something everywhere you go. But so we weren't really. I don't want to say we were skeptical, but we weren't really.
I wasn't expecting a whole lot.
Yeah, we weren't really feeling much, but it got real creepy real quick. I guess the biggest thing the first time we sat there was just the movement, all of the movement
There was a lot of
movement. For a long time, it was, like, very dark over there. I was kind of like, are my eyes playing tricks on me? And then, like, things just started happening at the very front, and I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And there's reports of, like, other people, you know, seeing the same thing. Like,
yeah,
things just running around the cemetery. Like, yeah, in between trees, peeking out the side, and, like,
yeah,
a lot of the time it was, like, out of the corner of my eye, I would catch, like, this...
Oh, no. Something. I could see, like, staring directly into the cemetery. There was just stuff running around in there. It was, like...
You had a little bit of a different view than yeah, me because of true. How the car was angled.
You guys yeah. both had, like, a way better view than I did, but I was still seeing things.
It was just, like, it was very weird, very creepy, very uneasy feeling.
Like,
my
incense
was definitely working.
I was scared to just roll the window down 2 inches yeah. to take pictures. Right. Like...
Yeah. It was a very, very, very uneasy feeling. So we sat there for a little bit.
And there is a place to park there. It's on the other side of the, road.
Yeah.
But it's directly across
there's
from
the cemetery.
There's
a place for one car.
One car, yeah.
Jolson is the same way. There's a place yeah. for one car.
So.
It's not very highly traveled.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, we were there for a long time and, what, maybe 5 or 6 cars went
yeah.
by?
Yeah.
So if we that. Sat there for a while. I don't think we got anything on recording the first time.
Maybe, like, mumbles.
Yeah. Nothing significant.
That is a lie. We got quite a bit on the first one.
On the first one?
Oh, yes.
We did?
Yes. Yeah. Our first audio is, like, we have sounds coming from behind us. We have laughing. We have something that says either hey or honey. I'm not sure.
I remember that.
Yeah.
There's mumbling. There's laughing. There's a growl. And then there was some weird talking towards the end. And
after that we decided to go check out the road.
It is creepy at
it's
night.
A creepy road at night.
Well, when I first pulled onto the road at night, there was those two cars that were like coming out. There was the motorcycle and then the regular car.
We were like halfway down the road when that happened.
Yeah. Were we?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
My bad.
It was creepy though. It's really dark. I wouldn't say I felt uneasy.
It sounded like something was running next to the car.
Yeah, it did sound like something was in the woods running alongside the car, which was weird.
There was also a weird bug that seemed like it was following us down that road.
Yeah.
Which was only happening on that road.
Right, yeah. Like that noise, like it literally the noise stopped the second we got off the road.
Yeah.
I didn't quite feel uneasy or unwelcome, but
no.
It's like an unexplainable feeling.
Yeah.
And then we saw that weird, like, pentagram that was spray
painted
on the tree.
Yeah, there was a pentagram on the tree, which was weird.
In the middle, and that's where, like, no houses are either.
Yeah. But I didn't really feel unwelcome or uneasy. I mean, I was a little bit concerned because it's dark and windy and stuff like that. But I didn't feel a presence, to be honest. I had my incense burn him. I mean, we did hear the thing running along the car, but that was it, really. I was calling out to the children.
Yes, you were. That was definitely something that you were doing on that road. I can vividly remember that.
She was telling the children that Kayla wanted to play.
I did. I was being a dick, and I said that Kayla wanted to play with them.
Kayla didn't want to play.
But we didn't see anything the first time down the road.
No,
at all.
I don't
no.
think so.
No.
So we traveled down. We didn't want to keep driving back and forth. So after we went down the road once, we went back to the cemetery to see if we could pick anything else up over there. So we get there, and I started the recording, and I literally said, we're back at the cemetery, and something on the audio said, you're already seen. I don't know if that's what it says.
You can probably decipher that for yourselves.
Okay,
yeah.
So with that, we couldn't figure out what it was saying.
I thought it was speaking a different language, to be completely
Me
honest.
Me too at first.
So I took a recording of the recording and sent it to 2 different people. And they both, I said to them, what does this sound like? They both pretty much said the same thing. One of my friends said, it's saying you're already seen. And another one said, what did they say?
something along those same lines.
Yeah, literally. Like,
so
you've been seen or
something like
something
that.
Like that.
So we'll play that for you right here.
Back at the cemetery.
You're on EC.
Take two. Kayla.
So you can decide for yourselves what you think it says.
We didn't hear it with our own ears.
No.
No. You didn't hear it in we didn't hear it at all in person. It was really, really weird.
So I want to say 3 minutes into that, we got a recording.
Uh-huh.
And it sounds like something is saying, sorry about that.
What?
Exact words. So when you can play that too, because we did get that.
But you didn't inform anybody that it said that.
What are you talking about? I took down the notes that
I'm hearing. That's weird.
I took down all the notes.
Oh. Last night. Okay. Apparently we'll play that.
There was just a lot of activity.
Yeah. So that's what we got at first. So we're sitting there for a while. We're looking. You can still see things moving about in there. At one point, there was definitely the silhouette of a man sitting on the stone wall. He was sitting on it, facing the car. He had his hand on his thigh. You could see his head. And he was just sitting there watching.
Literally, his legs were crossed. I could, and you wouldn't mind it, but you saw it.
I saw it first.
And then I looked over and I was like, Jesus Christ. And then Maggie looks over and, we're all looking at the exact same image.
There was definitely the silhouette of a man sitting watching us. It looked like he was wearing a suit. So I don't know if it was the man in the gray suit.
And that's really when I started to feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I was terrified because the thing was just, looking at us. And, we were just kind of,
I mean, I didn't feel a sense like he was evil or anything.
No, but it was creepy.
He was just watching.
I didn't necessarily feel like there was evil in the cemetery, but there, I don't know.
At times I did feel very uncomfortable.
Not in the beginning.
But the second trip back, yes. This trip back, I felt, parts of me felt weird.
I felt like there was stuff behind me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at one point we put the camera, the backup camera on, and I had asked if anyone was here, give us a sign. And there was another silhouette of a man a little bit down the road next to a tree, and it started waving.
It was at, that corner
the
where
corner,
you guys entered.
Yeah.
Which is where I kept seeing stuff out of the corner of my eye.
Yeah. That freaked me out really bad.
So he waved, and then he disappeared. That was really creepy. He disappeared before we could, get a picture or anything. So then we're sitting there. And Kayla all of a sudden said, ow, my neck. And what?
I don't know.
Stop doing that. So Kayla had said, ow, my neck is burning.
I thought she was fucking with
us. Yeah, we thought she was fucking around.
We were being
really quiet. We were just kind of listening and watching.
Literally just
watching
sitting
things move
there.
About, and she said, my neck.
We fuck with you so much, I literally
thought
you
were just doing it back.
No.
So she's like, no, my neck is burning. So Maggie, we put the light on, looked, and there were scratches on the back of her neck.
So when I looked at her neck, it looked like whatever was happening was still happening as I was looking at it.
Yeah.
Because you originally said it looked like a welt.
Like a welt. Like someone had grabbed you, but it was a tiny handprint.
Yeah, it looked like a child's hand, which now take it back to the road 20 minutes prior, I was summoning the children to play with Kayla. So I don't know. My bad.
Yeah, you're bad.
Sorry.
You're bad.
it did. We'll put the picture up on Instagram.
That was so terrifying.
It does look like a child's hand or scratches. We don't really know.
But, you guys really didn't believe, that I didn't do it, but I was,
we thought you were fucking around because we fuck with you so much that,
I think once that happened, that's when I was all right, this place
so,
is
yeah.
fucked.
So after that, we decided, all right, we're gonna go regroup, we're gonna take a minute. And we were sitting there for a second, and, was it this time with the scream? When you screamed?
When, oh, yes.
When
yeah.
we went back.
Oh,
no,
was
no,
it
no.
the same time with the scratch?
No, it was the second time. Oh, my
It was the same.
Yeah, because we didn't want to go back, but we ended up going back a third time.
Oh, okay.
So we were getting ready to leave, and Maggie had said she felt something next to the car, and then I turned in literally like a gray shadow, flew towards the window.
It like charged at the car,
and then you didn't even see
it. I know. I was explaining what you said to me last night.
Oh, yeah, like. It, like, flew towards the window, and then right before it hit the window or came through the window, I don't really know, it, like, turned and took off.
But Katie was like,
I gasped, and then, like, it shook me. And Maggie screamed, she should be on Scream Queen.
We will play that for you.
We will play that for you right here.
What the fuck is that?
That's something right near the car. Please.
Fuck, guys, fuck!
So yeah, it was really scary. It really shook me. The scratches or handprint. Nobody really wanted to go back. Well, I wanted to go back after that because I was living for it, but.
I did not want to go back.
I wanted no part of going back a third time.
I wanted to go back. So after that, we took a few minutes. We chilled, got something to drink, and we took a break. And we went back down the road. Not much happened that time either.
Nope.
We did see that weird yellow orb fly in front of the car.
Yeah, because
that was really it.
Yeah.
We
saw a deer.
We saw a deer.
We did see a deer.
And we saw a cat again. I think right. Satan is trying to summon me.
I forgot about the cat.
Yeah.
That was weird, Kitty. Because like literally I could see its eyes like reflecting down the road. You guys were like, what was that?
So,
well, I thought it was like a raccoon.
Yeah, but I think that the devil is trying to summon me to hell via cat.
Well, I mean, that goes back to the pudgewuckies or
puckwudgies. Really. Well, yeah, because puckwudgies can turn into other animals.
And they can, like, follow you.
Yeah.
So
we don't know, but the cat was weird. But nothing really happened, just that orb.
Yeah, it wasn't.
So the road was a little disappointing. But still a creepy, fun travel, nonetheless. So we went back to the cemetery a third time against their wills, but
definitely against my will.
I was living my best life. Anyway. And then we picked up on the second recording. It sounded like something said, I'll kill you. Or to kill you.
Or Kayla?
No, I don't think it said Kayla. It didn't have the right amount of syllables to be Kayla.
Okay.
It definitely sounded like to kill you or I'll kill you. We'll play it.
God bless you. Okay.
We're back. And then we picked up something said boo.
That was so weird.
Yeah, because honestly, how cliche, what ghost is just gonna say boo? So, we didn't stay very long because, you know, they were scared.
To us.
Yeah.
I wasn't scared.
Yeah, okay.
I'm never scared. Anyway. that's what we got the third time. Again, all three times that we went, you could see, oh, we saw, the people standing on top of the tombs.
Oh my God. I forgot about that. There was literally three people at one point.
Like, it looked like three men, like, standing
on top of the tombs. And when we shined the light over there, they disappeared. They didn't come back right away,
No. But
they did come back, and they were standing there. That was really weird.
They looked
really
like they were wearing, like, hats. Like, I don't know. They looked like dated, like, century clothes.
I couldn't really make out their clothes, but I also was kind of moving my eyes all around.
I saw them first.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you could see them.
Weird.
But Kayla kept seeing flashes of light. And then Maggie got a picture of... It's a live picture. There's like a blue orb shooting out from a tombstone.
Yeah.
Yeah, like up.
We'll try to put that on Instagram. So that was really creepy.
And also when we saw that figure sitting on the stone wall...
He wasn't there when we went back the third time.
No, but I took a picture and there, I thought it looked like a man's face.
It definitely looks like it does. It's like a shadowy, misty, but you can make out two eyes and nose and a mouth.
Then there was mist that kept coming and going.
It wasn't like a mist over the entire cemetery. It was just like a stream of mist.
It was strange.
Yeah. And it was close to where the blue orb shot up through the tombstone. I mean, now at this time it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. We had been in the area for like 7 hours. We were tired.
Our plan was to nap at some point, but that didn't go.
Yeah,
according to plan.
We need people to know we nap. Anyway, we had been in the area for a long time. We were tired, creeped out. I will say that thus far, for the podcast and in general. Other than me personally being scratched, this was the scariest, creepiest experience I've had. The cemetery, the road was cool, it was creepy. Unfortunately, we didn't get much. I'm not gonna say I'm disappointed because, like I said, you won't catch something every time you go somewhere. But the cemetery was scary.
Terrifying.
Yeah. I have never been somewhere and seen so much movement and so much activity to the naked eye.
Seriously.
It's not something
like consistent.
And it's not like we had to wait it out. It was literally.
And it's not like it would like not come back once we left. Like yeah. It was like right on the money, like yeah. The second we came like back
it was very, very, very active and very, very creepy.
Literally, like, every report about this cemetery that people have made online, it's feeling uneasy, feeling of being watched, and I can 100% agree.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, given the fact there was a man sitting on the wall. But
even if you took that out of the equation...
Yeah, I still it just, felt
there
really...
There was something there.
Yeah. The yeah.
And I feel like, at first... It was okay, and then as we kept going back, I feel like it was like, all right, like,
didn't it tell us
to get the fuck out?
Yeah.
Did it?
Yes.
I'll have to find it and insert it here.
It definitely wanted us to go.
Yeah. Or it said go, it said get, something. It said something.
Yeah. I'll play it here.
But, yeah. To go back to... Kayla being scratched or grabbed or squeezed, whatever. I thought I was squeezed in the back seat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you did.
You said something squeezed your arm.
It felt like a muscle cramp.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It wasn't a muscle cramp, but it felt like someone grabbed my wrist or my forearm and just squeezed me and let go.
Yeah.
It was just a very quick.
I didn't have any physical experience. The most terrifying thing for me was the shadow charging at the window.
But, I mean, with those, like, being touched things or whatever happened, I was trying to find if, like, other people went through anything similar. And I guess there was people who were at the cemetery, I don't know when, but they were trying to get stuff to happen or whatever, so... Supposedly there's like a children's tombstone in there. I don't know what tombstone they were like dancing around or singing around.
They were singing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So when they finished singing, one of the men felt like that they had been kicked. So when he looked at his leg, there was like a bump on his leg. And he tried to like, you know, go back and see if... throughout his day if he had run into something, and he was like, no, I didn't. So then like a bruise started to form instantly, and there was no explanation at all for where it came from or how it happened.
Right.
And then another one of his friends was looking at his leg in the exact same spot on the exact same leg, and he had scratch marks on himself with no explanation of why they were there or how they got there.
And you decided to scare the shit out of me with a story at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. We've read this after we had already been home
I would also like to clarify very quickly, I also don't have nails.
Right.
And I scratched you to, like, yes, show you.
But
like,
we just, in general, thought that you were fucking around.
I know,
we
believe you now. I'm just telling you that, like, in general, like, that's, like, a thing. Like, I'm telling them, too. Like, I don't have nails. So, like, it wasn't me.
Well, it wasn't you also because, thinking back, your hands weren't even on your neck.
No, I was, like, playing with the reverse in the car.
And it just... Seriously, if you guys have been to this place, please tell us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you want to go somewhere that's scary, creepy, go there.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, it was the craziest place.
So, after we had got home, we got home, it was like 2:30, 3, the witching hour.
And I ended up staying up at, you guys' house. So.
Yeah. So... As I stated in the beginning, I thought my incense worked and my house was clear.
Well, the incense and the sage.
Yeah. But last night, I think that Kayla is a ghost magnet and she brings things home with her.
So Kayla thinks it's me.
But I'm starting to believe it's Kayla. Because, alright, so Kayla, we came home.
We decided this earlier.
Yeah. We were talking about... Guys. We hadn't listened to the third recording of the cemetery until we got home because we were all tired, whatever.
Yeah, me and you were laying in bed. Kayla was out in the living room.
Yeah. So we listened to it, and then we called her in the room, and we asked her to turn the fan off. And so she turned the fan off.
Like,
so the fan was off, and then...
We started playing the recording.
And then a couple minutes in, the fan turned back on, but the blades were not spinning. Weirdest fucking thing.
Like, you could hear it. It was so loud. It was bothering me. And then you guys were like, can you go, like, go turn that off again? And I was like, yeah. So I, like, walked over. And I'm like,
it's off.
Guys, the blades aren't moving. Like, nothing's moving.
And then the TV in the living room turned itself off.
Which it never does.
It's not... I keep it on all the time for the cat, which I know that sounds psycho, but she likes to watch TV. And it makes her feel better about being home alone. So... judge me, but the TV is always on. It never turns off.
24/7.
Literally. We know that's bad for the environment, but my cat is important to me. So, the TV literally just turned off. Today, we hear things moving about in the closet again.
Literally, as we're recording this.
Or right before we started, something moved in the closet.
This thing also turned off.
The recording stopped working, which, again, that happened last time.
Remember that weird beep or something we heard in the car?
Oh, yeah. We were...
Was that last night?
No, it was this morning.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
No, but we all heard it, didn't we? Or was it
just me? No, it was just me and you. We were getting our stuff out of her car, and we got into our car, and we heard, like, a beep, beep, beep. Don't know where it came from.
You heard beeping, too, didn't
you? You heard beeping today.
So, I was on the phone with my mother, and it wasn't even a beep. It was, like, this high-pitched, screeching, beeping noise. Like, I don't know how to... But I tried to turn off my radio, and it wouldn't turn off. Like, I was going crazy.
We heard weird shit on our radio,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we heard weird shit come through our radio earlier. It was, like, weird. It kind of sounded like a seal, but not really. It was fucking weird.
I was in the process of, I know I'm not supposed to text and drive, obviously, I probably shouldn't even out myself on this, but I was in the process of talk texting to you, but I was trying to record, like, you know how you can send recorded messages on your iPhone? I was literally trying to record the beeping, like, to you as it was happening.
Yeah.
Because I was like...
Yeah, we heard weird shit through our radio, too, today. It sounded like seals, but not quite, I don't know.
And it was like, there was a song playing.
Yeah, too. There was a song playing, and then, like, this weird, like... dolphin-y seal fucking laugh came over the radio. It was really fucking creepy.
And we also heard
kids screaming. Yeah, we heard kids screaming in the bedroom. Yeah. We were just sitting there and, like, we heard a kid scream.
And you guys keep inviting me to this house.
You're the one who is carrying the ghost with you.
I don't want to be the carrier. What do I do?
I don't know. I think it attaches... I think that they target you because you said you were a skeptic and you didn't believe and you're not as open. You don't, like, fully believe in this shit. So hopefully you do now.
And there was also that, like, hand smear, like the finger on the window. Smear on the back window.
Yeah. So we think that you're the ghost.
So after this, I'm going to need to be saged.
Yeah. Her stomach also needs to be saged because it keeps growling.
Yeah, I scared you guys like 3 times.
Yeah, because it sounds like a demon. So yeah, that was our adventure to Cumberland, Rhode Island. The best part of our day yesterday was Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel.
Me and Kayla have amazing. Never been, and it was really good. And we bought stuff in the country store, and I got Harry Potter sticky notes, and I was really excited.
But you want to know what about Cracker Barrel?
What?
Fuck the peg game.
Oh, yeah, peg fuck game. The peg game. Yeah. We almost had a big family fight. Like,
there
fight.
Was an actual fight
over the peg game. Yeah, but that was the best part of my day.
I thought that food was, like, phenomenal.
Yeah.
If you are traveling to Cumberland, Rhode Island to go to the cemetery...
There's a Cracker Barrel on the way.
It's in Wrentham, and it's, like, 20 minutes away.
And our listeners are probably like, these people are amazed by Cracker Barrel, but we're just going to let you know that we are, and judge us if you must, but it was fucking good.
It was so cheap and fucking delicious.
I know. I'm sorry. All right, we're not reviewing Cracker Barrel here. But if Cracker Barrel wants to sponsor us and not fire us like Brad's wife, we're down. Anyway.
I didn't get that.
There was like a whole thing going around. Brad, his wife got fired from Cracker Barrel, and he like posted online and it went viral.
Oh, and people were like, what happened to Brad's wife?
So that's hilarious.
Anyway, Margaret's not up to par with the viral Cracker Barrel scandal. So yeah, that was our adventure. It was terrifying.
There's also another cemetery adjacent to the Elder Balu.
Oh yeah, there's a smaller one. It's historic cemetery number 8.
28. It's the Whipple Smith?
I thought that the other one was 28.
No, it was 27.
It was?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Whipple Smith, I guess. There's no history about it.
Yeah, I couldn't find like hardly really anything.
It was really small.
Yeah, very, very small.
We didn't go in it or anything.
Well, we didn't even notice it. It was kind of like we drove by and we're like, whoa, there's a
headstone. It was like hidden in the trees. I almost said tweez.
Have another drink, Kayla.
It was hidden in the tweez, guys.
Have another drink.
Can you grab me one?
So, yeah, that was our adventure. It was terrifying. One of the creepiest places I've ever been to. And I've been to some places, so.
Also, is Scream Queen still a thing? Because if it is, I would like to join.
Yeah. Honestly.
What?
If Scream Queens is still a thing, I would like to join.
I honestly feel like you would definitely get the part. After that,
I am amazed at the fact that you are yelling today. Maybe you should drink more often if it helps you articulate your words.
I just said tweez. Maybe I shouldn't.
Anyway. So yeah. If you have any stories from Cumberland or the cemetery. Or
Cracker Barrel.
We don't want anyone's Cracker Barrel stories.
It's always food with
you. Yeah, really. I love food. Feedback, suggestions of places to go, you can email us, butitshaunted@gmail.com.
Right now, we're only doing places in New England.
Yeah. Instagram, you can find our pictures from every week. Instagram is @butitshaunted. Twitter, which I don't really use. But it's @butitshaunted if you want to follow us. And we're working on a Facebook still. There is a group. If you can find it, join it. It's But It's Haunted. So yeah, thank you for listening. We hope you come back again next week. Shout out to that one person in Australia who's listening. We love you and we love Wentworth.
Yes, Wentworth!
Yeah, I hope you guys come back next week. Let us know what you think. Check out our Instagram. And where are we going next week? Do we not know yet?
I don't think we've decided.
Okay, yet. We haven't decided on next week's location. So it'll be a surprise for you as well as us. Okay.
Hopefully somewhere near Franklin so that we can go to Mech City.
She's still talking about food.
always my food.
God, we're just gonna find a haunted restaurant and leave you there. And it will be like reporting solo from Margaritas. There's Kayla.
There's a haunted market basket, so I don't doubt that there's a haunted restaurant.
There was a haunted Margaritas. I wanted to go there for my birthday, but nobody was down.
Oh, I'd kind of be down, but I hate Margaritas.
Really? Because you weren't down.
Margarita sucks.
But you guys.
Anyway, all right. Like, thank you. Okay.
I forget where I was going.
All right.
Maybe we shouldn't drink and do this.
Yeah.
No. She's always talking about food, but her fucking stomach is fucked up.
Kayla has, quote unquote, tummy issues.
I do have tummy issues.
And she lives off Pepto. Like, she is the poster child for Pepto.
Pepto needs to sponsor us
because, honest to God, Kayla is the one keeping them in fucking business.
Like, honestly, we go on a ghost hunting trip and I make sure that I stock up on some Pepto.
Expired Pepto.
It's definitely expired.
All right. Anyway, thank you for listening. Come back next week. Find out where we're going. Maybe I'll announce it midweek on Instagram. Who really knows? It'll be a surprise.
You'll find out if you follow us.
Yeah. All right.
Please follow us.
Oh. Anyway, we're leaving.
Oh, but wait. Just joking.
I have never wanted to punch two people ever.
I think you said that. I probably did.
Never in my life have I wanted to punch two people more. Also, before we close, anyone who's experienced the paranormal, has seen a ghost, has heard a ghost, has read about ghosts, know that ghosts can travel through walls, through doors, through objects. But these two motherfuckers kept making sure that the goddamn doors were locked in the car.
Hey, that was not for ghosts.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Frankly, on my end, it was definitely
literally
for ghosts.
Anywhere we go, you're like, are the doors locked? Like, if a ghost is gonna whip the door open instead of just fucking running through it.
Not for the ghosts.
And she's claiming it's not for the ghosts, but I think it was.
It was for two friends in the middle of the road.
No. So anyway, yeah. But anyway, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
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 Fools.